Hey, Jonathan Baylor here, and in this section, you and I are going to examine some of the habits in your life, and you're going to discover a powerful tool to easily change your negative habits into habits that create confidence and freedom. I'm really excited about this segment because I truly believe that creating positive habits is the surest path to find joy and love in your life. It's a big promise, but I think you will agree with me by the end of this section, because you're going to learn a lot of new and exciting science here. In fact, some cutting-edge modern psychology, and we're going to simplify it and streamline it into a process that has never been shared before. And it's really powerful stuff, and much of it may be brand new to you, so please don't worry if you don't master all of it immediately. As I mentioned before, repetition is the mother of skill, so please, please give yourself permission to, after you watch this once all the way through and complete the worksheets and exercises, you want to listen to this section a couple more times in the background while you're doing something else to really let it sink in and work its magic. This will automatically help that new cutting-edge psychology to stick and make taking action so much easier. So let's do it. First off, can we agree that we will never deprive ourselves? I say that because sane is never about feeling like you're in a fight against yourself with all your willpower and just forcing your way through deprivation and hunger. In fact, just the opposite is true. Going sane is all about enjoying so much good food that you're too full for all the sickening, fattening, and as you'll learn later, even addicting nonsense out there. Look, even better, there are just a lot of delicious foods that aren't insane. And when you combine this with the science of sane substitutions, you're going to be able to find equally satisfying, sane alternatives to just about anything that you can imagine. Heck, there's a reason that the sane recipe collection that I'll tell you a little bit more about later, it contains well over 1,400 delicious dishes. Because at the end of the day, there's a lot more good than bad in the world when you know where to look. And maybe that's true about more than just food. It's something to think about at least. But moving on, we're getting too philosophical here for psychology. Here's the truth about the weight loss nonsense out there and the myth, the main myth that the multi-billion dollar weight loss industry conveniently never tells you. Information is not enough to lose weight. Again, write this down. Information is not enough to lose weight. In order to be successful, you need the right information plus the right habits. One without the other just leads to struggle. But when you combine them both together, that is when you see lasting and often dramatic results. It's really important to really understand how your habits work, because so much of your success that you're going to enjoy, it's going to come directly from your daily habits. In fact, habits control well over 90% of what you do every day automatically, and that means that when you create positive habits, you create positive changes literally automatically. And the great thing about those positive habits is once you start to create small habit changes, you actually build up your metaphorical habit muscle and then start changing other habits. As you try to change those other habits, it becomes easier and easier and easier because you're using that strengthened metaphoric habit muscle. Some people call this developing more discipline, but it's actually much easier and, dare I say, sexier and enjoyable than that. And I promise that it is something that you can improve. See, when you really get a grip on your habits and begin to replace negative habits with positive habits, the process really does reinforce itself. This empowering, sane cycle, it can easily have a bigger impact on your health and your weight and the quality of your life than anything else you will discover in this program. For instance, let's look at a real life example that will slim your waistline while also fattening your wallet. take for instance, what may seem like a small and insignificant habit, such as drinking a glass or two of fruit juice every day. Doesn't really seem like much, but if you were to cut out this habit, what would happen? Now, don't worry if you don't drink juice. I'm sure you can replace another habit in your life and achieve similar results. But back to the fruit juice. You eliminate those two glasses per day and you instantly consume about 50 fewer grams of sugar each day. So with this tiny change, you will easily eat 40 fewer pounds of sugar each year. To put that in perspective, the average 4-year-old child weighs 40 pounds. That is a lot less hormonally damaging sugar with very little effort. Now, to make the math easy, let's say that each glass of juice costs a dollar. So that's $2 per day, or a total of $730 per year. And over a decade, we do the math, that adds up to an incredible $7,300. I don't know about you, but an extra $7,300 in my pocket while watching belly fat disappear sounds pretty awesome to me. And finally, this is where the real power of creating a new habit shows up. Imagine that instead of drinking two glasses of sugar-filled fruit juice, you simply took like a few frozen berries and blended them up with a few cups of water and sane sweetener to make your own smarter, slimming, sane juice. Now you're enjoying healing and slimming fiber, vitamins, and minerals, saving money, and effortlessly eating 40 fewer pounds of sugar each year, no deprivation required. We love our sane substitutions. Results guaranteed. It doesn't get much better than that. And that's only one tiny habit. Can you see how this one simple change can have a massive effect on all areas of your life? Think about if you replace just two more habits. If you pick the right ones, it would be nearly impossible not to lose weight without changing anything else in your life. Habits are incredibly powerful, and I promise that they can be your secret weapon to achieving the body of your dreams. Not only will these positive habits increase your energy and your vitality, but the things you used to struggle with will become almost effortless. In fact, that is exactly why your brain creates habits in the first place, to make your life simpler. You just need to be smarter with your habits to make sure you're making the right things simple. Now, you might be thinking that it's hard to change habits, and you're right. It is not the easiest thing in the world. Let's take a look at the science behind your habits to learn a few tricks to make habit change a lot easier. See, every day, your brain has to take on and process and complete millions of complicated tasks. Whether it's brushing your teeth or driving to work, your brain creates habits so you don't have to think about each and everything you do during the day. Otherwise, you'd quickly become overwhelmed and would never be able to successfully navigate your busy life. For example, consider just driving your car. When you first were learning how to drive, you had to make sure the mirrors were in the correct place, and then you needed to make sure that your seatbelt was buckled, and then you needed to start the engine consciously, and then is the parking brake disengaged, and then you put the car into gear. And then maybe you fixed your mirror again, and then you had to double check, okay, is everything okay? Okay, now carefully back out of the garage. Now, okay, really check for oncoming traffic and then read directions while you look at all the street signs and make sure you're making the correct turns, and then traffic is flying by at 70 miles an hour. Look, you can see how this is a daunting and exhausting task if it were not a habit. And we've all experienced that. But now, for most of us, driving has become such a habit that it happens almost automatically. Really think about that. All that drama, that check everything, it's literally automatic now because it's a habit. Think about it this way. Have you ever driven somewhere and then just for a second thought to yourself, how did I get here? Your habits literally drove you there. You weren't in the driver's seat. Your habits were, while you were thinking about something else. And that's the magic of habits. But it's also the reason that negative habits can become so hard to overcome. They literally become ingrained in your brain. Now, to learn how you can easily create new positive habits that replace your old negative habits, you need to understand one simple thing that researchers call the habit loop. The most cutting-edge work that has helped us to better understand habits comes from Dr. Larry R. Squire, who is a professor of neuroscience at the University of California in San Diego. And he discovered the connection between a small and little understood part of your brain called the basal ganglia and your habits. And then further research found that every habit actually consists of three distinct parts. You might want to write this down. The cue, the routine, and the reward. The first step of any habit is the cue. And this is what sets the entire habit in motion. It can be the time of day, an emotion that makes you reach for your favorite snack, or as in the example of driving, it's just your car and it's simply what you do when you need to get where you're going. This cue basically tells your brain, okay, no need to think anymore. You can go on automatic mode. I got this, right? Your habit is saying, I got this. It's almost like your conscious brain can delegate something to the automatic habit that's ingrained in your brain. Now, you've got your cue, we're moving on to the routine. The routine is what makes up the core of the habit. This can be emotional, mental, or physical. It's generally the action, thought, or feeling that's triggered by the cue, and it either moves you further away from your goals or brings you closer to them. So in the case of driving, driving is a very useful routine that the cue was getting in the car, the routine is driving, and it's great because it allows you to get where you need to go. However, in the case of mindlessly snacking on the couch, a routine, during your favorite television show, a cue, or hitting the fast food drive-thru, a routine, after work, the cue, these actions, they can have a negative impact on your life. So you've got the cue, you've got the routine, and the third part of the habit, and the part that makes them almost like an addiction, is what's called the reward. This is what creates a feeling of anticipation and even cravings that accompany most of your habits. Whatever the reward is, it trains your brain using feel-good brain chemicals such as serotonin and dopamine to search out the cue and to perform the behavior, the routine, so that you can experience the reward of these feel-good chemicals. And that reward, it can be almost anything, and it's not always good things. It can be the comfort you feel from eating a big bowl of ice cream, or it can be the satisfying salty crunch of potato chips after a long day. On the other hand, it could also be the calm energy you feel after a good workout. It's important, though, to point out that almost all processed foods, they're engineered in labs to heighten the reward phase of the habit loop and to increase the chance that you will perform the routine. For instance, fast food French fries are designed to disintegrate as they hit your tongue to provide an instant surge of salt and fat. In fact, this is technically called the bliss point by processed food corporations, but I can promise you that it is no more blissful in terms of your long-term health than the bliss a smoker feels when they light up. Again, many restaurants have strong cues to remind you to begin the habit loop and buy their food. There's a reason that every single McDonald's looks identical and they all have golden arches. That's a bunch of cues designed to make them money and to get you hooked. The important thing to remember about all of this is that every time you perform this habit loop, the actions, emotions, and feelings become more and more intertwined and interconnected until the process becomes nearly automatic without any conscious effort on your part, for better or for worse. So taking a step back, I believe that this is actually very empowering information because it allows you to be aware of the process and then make changes as needed. And look, change is very hard if you can't at least have a sense of what's happening below the surface. But now, together, we can easily improve because you have a better understanding of how a habit works and how you can be manipulated into acting on habits or negative habits, that is. So let's do it. Let's talk about the easiest way to change a negative habit. The reason that changing any habit is hard, especially exercise and eating habits, is that once the habit has been formed, for example, say you eat a heavy brunch every Sunday morning, or you eat a sugary snack every afternoon, the cue and the reward, they're always part of your brain, literally. Now, however, that middle part of your habit, the routine, that part can actually be pretty easy to change. And that means the most effective way that scientists have found to create new positive habits is not to start from the ground up with a brand new habit, but to use the same cue and the same reward and to replace the routine in the habit that you already have. And that, my friend, is why sane substitutions that you heard about earlier are so key. For example, let's take snacking on fried chips in the evening while you're watching a little TV. The cue is as simple as turning on the TV. You always head for the cupboard after turning on the TV. It's not even a conscious decision anymore. You just reach for something crunchy on your way to the couch and you sit down. Boom. Now, once the TV is on, the daily routine is crunching away while enjoying a little of your favorite shows. What's the reward in this case? After some examination, maybe you find that there are actually two rewards. The first reward is that you get to relieve the tension from a long and challenging day while spending some time with your favorite television programs. And then, of course, there's also the whole crunchy, salty taste of fried chips that feels so good, especially after that stressful day. But now look, this is really neat. In this case, we don't need to replace the TV watching, as we all need a bit of time to relax. However, it would be helpful to find a replacement routine or a sane substitution for those chips. And I may be biased, but for anyone who wants a sane substitution for the emotionally satisfying crunch of salty snacks, there is nothing better than our all-natural Sane Bacon Crisps. In fact, I mention this because this is the exact sane substitution that I've made in my life. I have a routine to watch about 30 minutes of Netflix while I thoroughly, this is every night, I got my Netflix for 30 minutes while I thoroughly enjoy crunching on a fresh batch of Bacon Crisps every night. So the cue, watching Netflix, and the reward, a salty, crunchy snack, stay the exact same. All you have to do is replace one small part of the routine with a healthy alternative by making your own empowering sane substitutions. And really, it all comes back to pursuing the positive so that it crowds out the negative. And that is so important. You never want to focus on what you want to avoid, but rather focus on what you do want to do, or what we call, again, fooling, F-U-L-L-I-N-G, yourself into permanent fat loss. And I will talk much more about why it is important to pursue the positive instead of attacking the negative in a later section. But for now, let's think through a few things that you can do to fill your life with so much sane goodness that you automatically crowd out the negative insanity that is making you sick and tired. So by now, you may be thinking of many small habits in your life where you could easily replace a negative routine with a positive routine. So go ahead and print the worksheet and go ahead and write them down. Now this worksheet, it's really special because it comes along with a cheat sheet of those sane substitutions I've been talking about. It lists out common unhealthy foods and shows you delicious sane replacements. So after you've printed out the worksheets, write down 5 unhealthy habits that you could work on replacing. These are small things that you know are making it harder, if not impossible, for you to reach your weight loss goals. You don't need to come up with replacements or sane substitutions right now, although if it is a food, that cheat sheet will make it very easy. Just list 5 unhealthy things you do that come to your mind. It could involve eating too many sweets, maybe overindulging on pizza or watching too much TV, anything. It can even be mental habits, such as beating yourself up with negative language after you overindulge. And don't forget about those weekends. Weekends are a great place to examine because I know, at least for me, if we're honest, many of our worst habits show up when we think it's time to take a break or when you think, I deserve this. On weekends, right? When it comes to negative habits, because they are almost addicting, even 1 or 2 days a week, that can have a dramatic impact on the overall quality of your life. So please go ahead and pause this and write down those 5 negative habits right now. Did you write them down? Excellent. Okay, now let's apply this sane substitution technique to one of your habits this week. First, look at the list you just created and identify one, just one, of the negative habits that you would like to replace with a positive habit. I recommend that you start with a small habit first. Heck, maybe make it easy and just replace a crunchy junk food snack with the healthy protein in our all-natural bacon crisps. Just go ahead, write down the cue, then the routine, then the reward that you get from that habit. Be honest, because remember, we're not here to be like right answers, wrong answers, just write it down. And then finally, write down 3 possible replacements for the routine. What positive foods or positive actions or positive thoughts can you replace just that negative routine with? If it's a food, go ahead and use the same substitution cheat sheet to find something new to try. But either way, be creative and take some time here because it's important to pick something that you can stick with. And then once you have 3, go ahead and circle the one that makes you feel the best inside. And the key is to be creative with changing that routine in a healthy way so that you can still enjoy the same reward but without the negative effects of the old routine. Look at what you circled and make a promise to yourself that you will work on this new sane substitution routine for just a week. 7 easy days. Just try it on and see how you feel. As you know from our previous sessions, starting small will help you to build serious momentum in changing your habits. And if you're using that same journal, write it down as one of your daily action items. And then simply fill out the final 2 blanks here. After I blank, I will blank, which will make me feel blank. Fill in those blanks and continue to tell yourself this as many times as you can remember throughout the day. If you really want help with making this change, just go ahead, look, print that, stick it to your fridge. And again, now that you know exactly how your habits work, cue, routine, and reward, just become more aware of the habits in your life, especially those that are negatively affecting your health. And again, all you need to do is look to make simple, sane substitutions for the routine, keeping the cue and reward the same, and then celebrate your success. It's so simple, it's so empowering, and dare I say, it is so sane. Rock your new and improved habits, and I look forward to seeing you in the next section.